huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, how many times have you heard someone say, hey, the product, it just sells itself? Bullshit. Nothing sells itself. What, so the product picks up the phone and calls all the customers and leads? The product sets up the bank account? The product takes the money? The product delivers the service? No, the product does not sell itself. You have to sell the product. Now, sometimes people will say things, well, look about Apple. You know, Apple, they all their products sell themselves. No, they don't. The iPod did not sell itself. But 1,000 songs in every pocket, which was Steve Jobs' clever vision and representation of what the iPod gave you and stood for. Now, that sold the iPod. You know, that was something that would have taken him a long time to work out. A lot of testing, a lot of R&D. The iPod was sold by the vision of Steve Jobs and what the iPod would do to you and the kind of disruptive, rebellious entrepreneur that you are. When you have an Apple product, what you stand for and what you stand against, all those things you're buying when you buy an Apple product. And none of that shit sold itself. So when you hear someone say, oh, well, the product sells itself, it either means they have no clue how to sell it, or they're stuck so far up their own pretentiousness that they actually don't care about you and the market enough to work out what sells their products. Now, someone like Colonel Sanders, of course you've heard of him, Mr. KFC. Now, his product didn't get in the car and drive around America for 2 years, sleeping in that car for 2 years, selling itself, walking out into all of the individual outlets, you know, going, hey, I'm the best herbal recipe in the world. I'm going to make my founder, Colonel Sanders, billions. No, it didn't sell it itself. He sold it, his passion, his enthusiasm, his belief that this thing was the best. That sold itself. People often say things like, well, Tesla, you know, that's a great product. You know, the Tesla cars sell themselves. No, they don't. Tesla was not the first electric car. In fact, in many ways, they're not the best electric cars. But the vision of Elon Musk, the way he wants to change the world, that sells a Tesla. You know, you're buying an identity. You're buying something that you believe is well engineered, that is disruptive against the big conglomerates and the oil companies and the polluting fossil fuels. You know, that when you buy a Tesla, you're buying that as well as an electric car. So if you've ever been tempted yourself to say, oh, my product just sells itself, I think you need to go back to the drawing board and actually work out how to sell your product or service better. Now, people will buy something that makes their life easier. They will buy something that they can achieve faster. They will buy something that, you know, enables them to have more convenience. They will buy something that fills up their ego, makes them feel more important. They will buy something that makes them more attractive to the opposite sex. So you want to work out what all these things are in your product and service. And then you need to share that with the world. Now, of course, when really good products and services get out there and they get this critical mass, people will, of course, start referring them and they will build this momentum of their own. And I think sometimes when people say, my product sells itself or a product sells itself, they don't realize it needed a really big push from the initial founder or salesperson. And once it's got that critical mass and you've got all those connections and referrals, then, of course, it will start to sell itself. But, of course, if it doesn't live up to the hype and its function or goes wrong, then it won't sell itself. I'll tell you what will sell itself, a load of complaints and refunds. So continually work on your product offering, the vision that you and your company fulfill, the things that are ethereal and intangible as well as tangible about your product. You know, from a simplistic point of view, you've heard the difference between features and benefits. But one step further is outcomes. What outcome does your product or service give? Get it out there. Go sell it to everyone. Now, people will only buy or believe in your product or service as much as you buy into and believe in your product and service. And there's a great book called The Four by Sean Galloway that I recommend you all go and read or listen to. Fantastic book. And he gives you three traits of entrepreneurs out there. And one of them is you need to be able to take failure publicly. And another one is you need to be able to and enjoy selling. And I think two of the three traits of being an entrepreneur, according to Sean Galloway, are really inherent in a product and it not selling itself, but you selling it. You have to stick it out there so much that you risk failing publicly. You risk being rejected publicly. In fact, if you're not failing publicly and getting rejected publicly, you're not selling yourself and your product and your vision and your idea enough, and you're not getting out to enough people. And then, of course, the second one is you have to want to, be able to, and be good at selling. And if you study virtually every successful entrepreneur on the planet, and if it's not them, they've partnered with someone in their enterprise that does this, they can sell. And by sell, I don't mean pitching and, you know, using gimmicks or techniques. I mean, here's a vision I believe in, and I'm going to share that vision with as many people as I can. I'm going to be immune and naive and delusional about all the things you say to me that's wrong about it, and all the reasons I'm insane, and all the reasons it's never going to work. I'm going to ignore all of them and just keep putting out to the world why my product or service has its valuable place, changes the world, and why you need it. Thanks for tuning in to my little rant about you needing to get your products and services out there rather than it selling itself. And if you ever hear anyone say that, why don't you gently share this video with them or encourage them to actually, you know, tell you what the benefits are, tell you why you need it. Because, you know, money and sales don't just fall on your lap. You have to go out and get them. And remember, of course, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.